This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi there, this is Justine Toe from CPX, and today I'm joined by a very special guest. We've got Ben McKechin, who is the editor of Empire magazine. Hi, Ben.
Hello to you.
Today we're going to be talking about a film called Of Gods and Men. Now, as far as I understand, this was in cinemas earlier this year, but it will be coming out on DVD later on, is that right?
Yes, very soon. Yeah, around July or August.
Fantastic. Now, can you tell us a bit about what this film is about, Of Gods and Men?
Yeah, it's based on a true story set in Algeria in 1996 during the Algerian Civil War, and it basically focuses on a bunch of French Trappist monks who've been living in remote Algeria for some time, and they live in quite close community with a local Muslim population. And the film depicts how they become involved with the Algerian Civil War, which is in the form of having death threats placed upon them by Islamic guerrilla fighters, as is depicted in the film. But there's some dispute about which actual group was the one that threatened the monks. But as the film suggests, it's a bunch of Islamic guerrilla fighters. So they're threatened and told to get out of the country or they'll be killed. So what Of Gods and Men depicts is what the monks do when faced with that situation.
Yeah, right. Okay, so it's got this theme of faith under duress and what should they do? Do they go or do they stay, etc.? Now, has the film been received well critically?
Yeah, critically. It's on about like 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Is that review aggregator on the web. So it's obviously a big favourite with the critics and also been very well represented at international film festivals. It won a grand prize at Cannes in 2010, as well as another bunch of international awards. It's the sort of movie that doesn't do particularly well at the box office. It did in its homeland in France.
Does the film offer any insight as to how we might live with those who are different from us?
You get scenes where the monks are interacting, not just with the Muslim community, but when they are confronted with these death threats, you see scenes of them praying for those that are threatening them. And also there's a scene where they offer a lot of medical assistance to the locals, but also to one of the soldiers that's threatening them. They actually bring in and assist medically. As a Westerner looking on and thinking about how you might possibly go about living among other people you consider others, it is a pretty good case of these guys, these Christian guys, just doing it, just living it. And they're not even really thinking about it necessarily. They're just doing it. That's what they feel their calling is. What the film does go into, though, is how they think about this conundrum that they're in, this faith under duress, and this amazing situation they find themselves in where they're serving God and they really want to serve God and believe that they're called to be in this place serving God. But does God actually want them to be staring down the barrel of a gun? So you do get half of the monks saying, you know, we should stay, this is where we really believe we should be. And the other half saying, I signed up to be a monk because I wanted to serve God, not because I signed up for like a suicide pact.
Mm.
So the film does investigate that over a number of conversations in the film, which do go into some detail about what the monks believe and why they feel they should go or stay.
There's like a Last Supper style scene where it's like the monks have accepted their fate and you've got Tchaikovsky playing in the background. So even if there has been all this discussion, they do seem, I think, to come to some sort of agreement. Now, one reviewer of this scene has said that it was the most transcendent thing that he'd ever seen. What was your response to that?
Yeah, I would slightly disagree with that. In as much as when it started out the scene, I thought, my goodness, like, this seems really, for a film that had been so understated, to have this scene where they're pouring out the wine, they're clearly sitting around in this Last Supper configuration, classical music is welling in the background, and there's all these slow shots of these monks looking very contemplative. Like, come on. Like really?
But you're just too cynical.
But the scene does go on for a lot longer, and the longer it goes along, the more confronting and the more challenging and the more immersive it becomes. So I found initially I was just going, yeah, whatever. It's really kind of cheesy. But I found the longer it went along, it actually drew me into the fact that, yeah, these monks, whether this is how it happened or not, because the next day you've seen them taken away and ultimately executed is what happened to them. Whether this Last Supper actually happened the night before, I'm not sure. But the sequence does work.
So, Ben, we live in a culture that doesn't have to face the kinds of challenges that these monks do. So what does this film have to say to us in the safe and comfortable, in some ways, West?
I didn't find this film as amazing as some other reviewers did overseas, but what I really took out of it is that central problem these monks are facing, that they're upholding their faith and they really want to be committed to God, so much so that they are willing to die for that. And you're right, we live in a very comfortable, safe part of the world. Will this ever happen to the majority of Christians out there, believers out there? Probably not. But it's a great thing to walk out and think about. Are you so committed to your faith? Are you so committed to God? Do you really believe what you say you believe to this extent? So I think it would give a lot of viewers in the West particularly pause for thought and real strong consideration about, is my faith legitimate? Is my faith strong? Would I do this?
Yeah, so it does send out a challenge to everyone out there.
Very much so, yeah. Again, without ramming it down your throat, but you can't walk out of that film without thinking about that as a believer.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.